Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. eBay is a global opportunity, but it's also a highly competitive marketplace. Your business needs to stand out from the crowd. Sally Milo is here now to explain why you shouldn't neglect branding. She's a certified eBay store designer. She's the owner of Milo Design, and she's known on eBay as Milo Design, all one word. Sally, what do you mean by branding?
Branding is who you are and who people perceive you to be. It's the entire customer experience. Most of us think of a logo as a brand, and yeah, it is. It is a symbol or a visual representation of your brand, but that's just a small part of the whole branding experience.
So the other day I had to buy something, an item, personal item that I buy on eBay often, like once every couple of months, all right? But I don't remember, I didn't remember who I bought it from, and I was looking down the list, and as soon as I saw the branding of this one company, I thought, that's it. I recognize the logo. And I went back to the same company. So it is very important. You may not think it is, but it is, because people recognize they bought this from you the last time and they want to do it again.
Absolutely.
Sometimes people don't write down where they bought something from, or they don't want to look it up or whatever. So branding is very important on eBay. Sally, give us an example of one way people forget to brand.
Well, just by not even having their logo on their listings or on their store, on their emails, their messages, their newsletters. And people forget to do that on their user page, the personal profile page. People forget to pay attention to that, to dress up their store, dress up their listings that are going to be seen on a monitor, and even dress up the descriptions that might be seen on the mobile device.
Should templates which are made with HTML be used for listings?
I've always been of the school that absolutely. The web is all about HTML and now CSS and JavaScript and blah, blah, blah. But I have never seen an instance where a template made out of HTML has negatively impacted somebody's results in searches or their sales. I would say that 50 to 80% of your shoppers are looking through their desktop or laptop computers, and that's a huge amount of people that you can get your brand out there, that logo that you recognize, and that template should feature the item and let people know about your brand and what your values are and your policies to a degree, but really feature the item and look professional.
Can I have a template that looks good both on my computer and on a mobile device?
Yeah, well, if you can find, and there are a few designers around who are geekier than I, some can do what's called a responsive template, where what you see in like two or three columns in a fancy template on the monitor condenses down to one column on like a phone. But you could also, I've got some code and I'll put up a link when I'm done, that you can be used, and it's best used with like 6-bit, InkFrog, Activa, or one of the listing programs, but you can pull the description out of your whole information that you're sending up to eBay and have just the text description and maybe a logo if you want it on the mobile device, so you can have the best of both worlds. It's very user-friendly for mobile devices because it's just the facts, ma'am, but you've got your branding as well for that whatever percent are searching for you or looking at your listings on the monitor.
So, Griff, you've got the most wonderful logo thing with your caricature and everything. Do you use that Or just on your page, or what do you do?
I use it on the page, and I put it on my, it's on my packing slips. I would like to be able to have it printed out for my wrapping paper and be great on a box, too.
Oh, yeah.
Can't really overdo it.
It's impossible to overdo it, and it's a wonderful idea, and you have a great one. So help us about the eBay store, the branding of eBay stores. We've looked at so many, like, dishings and things of people's stores where they have really not too much up there.
Yeah, there's the newer store layout and then the classic store layout. The classic stores, I mean, you could do something as simple as just make sure you have your rectangular logo up there in the header, or you can go a little further and have a slightly fancier header, or you can go all out and fully customize that classic store. Or on the newer store layout, you can have your logo and a banner. And again, I will put up a link when I'm done speaking to a video I put together about how to create a store banner at the website Canva, Canva. And that I have heard from a lot of sellers who have used that to create their own banner. And so, again, just get your logo out there. If you have a particular theme, if you have a website that you want to kind of mimic on eBay, you can get the same look across the board, which I think is important to have a consistent theme so people recognize that this is so-and-so's store.
How do we start to come up with a logo for ourselves?
Boy, I would maybe list like 4 or 5 points that are important about your business, and then kind of pick the most important of those, make a little phrase, make a slogan perhaps out of those words, and think of what visually represents that idea. Years ago, my eBay ID was going once, when we were back in the auction days, and I did a logo that kind of represented the upward and, you know, the kind of the path, the going once, twice, 3 times, you know, so it kind of had an angle to it. And right away, you knew it had to do with auctions by the name, and then the movement was like a going forward sort of thing.
Is that Griff or you, Sally, that I'm hearing a lot of noise of something being moved around or something?
It's not me.
Might have been.
Okay, we can barely hear you when that's happening, so.
Oh, I'm not the professional, so it must be me.
Okay.
Notice how she mentioned me first.
Yes.
Though, because that was the kind thing to do. It was.
Thank you, Lee. Okay, but anyway, there are tons of sites where you can get free logos, or you can go to like Fiverr for a cheap logo. You can even use Canva to use elements from Canva's repository to come up with something on your own. I tend to be of the you get what you pay for, although I've seen some darn nice things that are free or really inexpensive. But you really want to make sure it represents you and it doesn't look like 1,000 other logos.
How long have you been selling on eBay, Sally?
Since 99, so I'm going on, 17 years?
Yikes.
In a couple.
Wow. So when you started in 1999, oh gosh, I remember eBay in 1999.
It was a different place.
It was a different place. You better believe it was. So,
yeah, that was back in the day when we could put a body tag on our listings and the description, and it would put this design on the whole back of the listing page.
Right.
Hey, eBay got rid of pretty darn quickly. But I have one other big thing. I don't know. I've only got a few minutes, but I just want to say something about how you show your brand to customers. And that guy there, the speaker, Griff, did one of the best examples I've ever seen of branding through his packaging. Griff, I ordered, it's been a couple years now, and I've told this so many times at my meetup group and to other people I've run into talking about eBay. Packaging is a huge part of your brand and really lets people know who you are.
So we don't have much time. What did he do?
He sent a shirt I had ordered, a big guy shirt. It was wrapped in tissue with the raffia ribbon, and the shirt was all pinned together like a brand new shirt with straight pins. And it just said, I take care, this is important, you're getting something valuable. And that whole, I mean, it just described Griff's brand to me fully about how much he valued and cared about his business.
There you go, Griff.
Thanks.
It's working. You don't still do that with pins, though, do you?
I stopped using pins because I stabbed myself with one, and I thought a customer could do this, and I use plastic clips now.
Oh, good. It's for the best.
Yeah, I don't want to stab my customers.
But I get it, Sally. And when you received it, it was just like buying something new in a store, wasn't it? Even better.
Oh, my goodness.
Even better.
It
was like getting
so
a gift.
Impressed. It's like, yeah, and it wasn't for me. It was for my guy, but it was still like, wow, this is impressive.
Well, Sally, we always enjoy speaking to you.
We do.
She's a certified eBay stores designer, owner of Milo Design. How can they get in touch with you? Oh, milodesign.com, MiloDesign.com. Thank you, Sally.
Thanks, Sally. This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 99. Up next, why you should attend an eBay event here on eBay Radio.
If you're looking for a cheaper, easier, more reliable shipping option for your latest sold item, say hello to Roadie. Roadie connects people who have stuff to send with a driver who's already heading that way. Just download the free Roadie app to your smartphone, then create a post describing what you need to send, where you need to send it, and when, including pickup and delivery locations. A verified Roadie driver will respond so you can work out the details. You pay through your Roadie account, then Roadie pays the driver. And since Roadie sets the price, there's no bartering or haggling. You can keep an eye on your shipment with real-time tracking and contact your driver at any point along the way. Plus, with every package insured for up to $500 and 24/7 customer support from Roadie's pit crew, you can trust your package will get where it needs to go. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. For more information, visit Roadie.com.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200, so you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition, and we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's B-U-L-Q.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel. Anything from t-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com.